Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio on Tuesday, the 11th of May. Hi, I'm Paul and I will be your host this morning. In the news today, we'll catch up on rugby news around international fixtures and also All Black signings. We'll have a catch up on the basketball, the NBA and also the NBL, as well as the netball as the Pulse took on the Mystics last night. And in the golf, we'll have a chat about Lydia Ko's upcoming schedule as well as the PGA and also touch on equestrian sport as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And in equestrian sport, they have announced a new chief executive who will be joining it. Julian Bowden, who currently is the CEO of Mainland Football, will be taking up the role of the Equestrian Sport in June, replacing Dana Kirkpatrick, who stepped down in March. So congratulations to him on his new role. He did represent New Zealand and the Pacific Inter-Pacific Games in Hong Kong at 18 alongside multi-Olympian Bruce Godin in equestrian sports. As well as being next to current Equestrian Sport New Zealand jumping board Mandy Ilston. So a man with history in equestrian sport coming back from football. He'd be involved in eventing, show jumping, showing and dressage. So congratulations to him on the new role. Moving on then to golf and Lydia Ko will be taking a 3-week break after the opening sort of section of tournaments this season. She'll be missing the next two tournaments before she starts ramping up for the US Women's Open at the start of June in San Francisco. She's been in good form this year, winning a title, being in contention for others, and has led the tour with birdies this season. So in cracking form, as she heads towards that US Open, we wish Lydia all the best in the run-up to that one and obviously in the tournament itself. Over in the PGA, Rory McIlroy won the Wells Fargo Championship at 10 under par, one shot clear of the pack there, and thank you for the chat in the live chat there. Yes, we will be getting on to the Canes as well in rugby news later. Looking at the at that one, our Kiwis didn't make it to the weekend with Wilkinson missing the cut and Danny Lee withdrawing from that tournament. We'll stick in the States, but for NBA action, but I'll remind you to join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Driving Mall Show, where we'll go through all of the hot topics in rugby, and that's from 8 p.m. this evening. Or you can listen to it as a podcast, and the recordings all go out as podcasts for our shows afterwards. Sticking in the States and moving on to the NBA, eight games yesterday, including the Lakers beating the Suns 123-110, the Heat beating the Celtics 130-124, as well as the Knicks beating the Clippers 106-100. The Pelicans were in action against the Hornets. This is Steve Adams' team, even though he has been missing due to a toe injury, so wasn't playing in this game. A double-double from Eric Bledsoe with 11 assists and 24 rebounds powered the New Orleans Pelicans to a narrow win. It had to be a comeback, though, and they were trailing after a very strong second quarter from the Charlotte Hornets, who won that one 42-23, but winning both the third and fourth quarter. With that last fourth quarter, 23-14, they got the 2-point win. So great comeback win for the Pelicans there in that one. For the Hornets, so it's a double-double for Washington with 12 rebounds and 14 points. Terry Rozier with 43 points was the main man. And he wasn't getting the support from the other players that he needed to win that one. What does that mean for the tables then? In the East, the 76ers, Nets and Bucks are all in playoff positions, with the Bucks clinching their division. The Knicks, Hawks and Heat are next up, trying to clinch, get those playoff places. Over on the Western side, the Jazz have clinched their division, with the Suns, Clippers and Nuggets also with playoff places. The Mavericks, Trails Blazers and Lakers are next up, searching for those playoff places. Pelicans down in 11th place, and you've got to say unlikely that they'll be making the playoffs this season. Over in the NBL, and no action yesterday, but there is a game today as the Hawks take on the 36ers. That's at 9:30 p.m. New Zealand time. And the Breakers will be in action tomorrow, taking on the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, also at 9:30 p.m. Moving on then to the rugby. And as WillieGo83 points makes a comment in the live chat, TJ Perenara is coming back to the Hurricanes with a contract through till 2023. There had been media speculation that he would have been moving over to league and joining the Roosters, but that hasn't eventuated. And he is coming back to the rugby union instead. Some question marks over insurance that he would have received in league may have been a part of that. Also, I don't think it's quite been announced yet. The rumours are that Laumapi will be heading overseas, probably to France, and probably to Stade Francais in that one. So it looks like whilst one player coming back, another one leaving for the Hurricanes. They're still waiting to see what Jordy Barrett's decision is, as apparently he has a release clause allowing him to change Super Rugby franchises in his contract. Will he stay or will he move up to the Blues? We'll have to wait and see on that one. In international news, and Georgia have announced that they will be playing two test matches against South Africa in South Africa, and then hosting Scotland in the media window. That's three Tier 1 games for the Tier 2 team there. So massive news for Georgia, massive challenge taking on the world champions. I mean, the first team to play South Africa since they won the World Cup back in 2019. This is part of the build-up for the Springboks ahead of them hosting the Lions, British and Irish Lions, this year. Clearly, these will all be topics we'll be having a talk about this evening in the Driving Wall show. We'll also be looking at our Super Rugby Aotearoa 15 as well. So do join us for that one. Look, you can become a supporter of New Zealand Sports Radio over at patreon.com/NZSportsRadio. I'll be launching today a supporters only, looking at how do you spend $300 million. That's looking at how the Silver Lake money will be spent and comparing it how other unions have spent their private equity or are planning on spending their private equity funds. Check that out for all supporters coming out today. You have now started the day the best way to speak with all the important sports news. I'll be back at 8 p.m. with the Driving Mall Show and 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with the Morning Sports Briefing. Have a great Tuesday, folks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.